Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, Norfolk, Virginia. With generous support provided by Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare profession. Check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And also by Sonic Wall Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you're missing that last element to support your vision, Sonic Wall can help you find it. And that's where we are today, once again. And joining us is Will Overman over here at the microphone. How are you, Will?
I'm good. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you back. I remember it was before the pandemic. You were last here, and we got a lot of catching up to do because you got a new record and everything. What would you like to play for us first, though, before we get to talking?
Yeah, I'm going to start things off with the title track off that record. This is called The Winemaker's Daughter.
Excellent. Here's Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Tomorrow's just another day. Forget their advice, for it's the only thing we're supposed to do once. But you know people, they'll say about anything. My suit is wool, your dress is white. We chose fall, we chose to lie. Can't plan for the heat, can't plan for the rain, but I plan to make you mine. Baby, bring on the rains, baby, bring on the thunder. Gonna make you my wife, maybe one day mother. Time may change a few things. We're headed for open water. Oh, it's just me and you, babe. Winemaker's daughter, red, white, and muscadine. Your father's not a fan of mine, but all good things, they take some time. And I will treat you like he treats his wine. Fine, fine wine, sweet Virginia summertime. Good God, she's mine. 17 gasoline whispering. Baby, bring on the rain. Baby, bring on the thunder. I'm gonna make you my wife, maybe one day mother. Time may change a few things. We're heading for open water. No, it's just me and you, babe. The winemaker's daughter. Oh, it's just me and you, babe.
Yeah. Thank you.
Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise. And congratulations on a great new record. I must say, The Winemaker's Daughter. This is really cool to have you on the show. It's just great.
Oh, it's great to be here. It's crazy thinking how long ago it feels in the scheme of the world now.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Last with you. It's good to be here.
It was about a year and maybe a couple of months or something like that. You were last here and you were just talking about doing this record, so to speak. You were, I guess, in the throes of getting it together to do it. And how did it come together during this pandemic?
Well, I was lucky. I recorded the bulk of this. Actually, I recorded all of it before the pandemic. I recorded most of it in the summer of 2019. And then the last song, this song actually, I recorded in January of 2020. So kind of just snuck it in there.
Yeah.
So I went into the pandemic with, you know, everything mixed and mastered. So I was one of the lucky ones. I wasn't the type of, you know, musician who had like something half-baked and didn't have any way to figure out how to get it done. So
the big decision must have been to, when do I release it then?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was a conversation I had every day with my manager.
No.
how do we do this during a pandemic?
Yeah. So now it's out, and it's getting some great reviews. Even over in England, I read one from England that you're getting a great review. That particular song you do, by the way, it's kind of different from the rest of the songs, isn't it? You're doing a lot of rock and a lot of country on the record, but that one's kind of an acoustic waltz that you've done. Is there some reason why you decided to part from the rest of it?
Yeah, that's a great question. That was the last song I wrote for the record.
Right.
I didn't intend to go in with the title track. I had the title before I had that song.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I started thinking about what the record needed, I had 8 songs, and it needed kind of this keystone piece. I wanted to bring it all together. I was like, you know what, let's write a bluegrass tune.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes. And that's kind of my roots, is bluegrass and mountain music. So with a lot of there's some hard rock on it. And like you said, there's kind of some poppier influence stuff as well. I thought that bluegrass and a really simple production on it would help kind of like smooth everything out in the record and help those other types of music shine.
Well, it really makes me think of the mountains.
Yeah, absolutely.
So to speak, it's kind of got that Appalachian feel to it. It's very nice. Also on your website, you say, this album is as close as you can get to a concept album without calling it one. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, I'm so reticent to say a concept album, but it's a narrative of my wife and I's relationship together. You know, it's very autobiographical, and I think, you know, most records are, but this one is, it's just so cohesive. I think the first song, From Bad Apartment to the last song, Miss California, it really takes you, the listener, on a journey. And the one song in there that doesn't perfectly fit that narrative is called Elwood. But that's why I say it's so close to a concept record, because it's not exactly one. And I didn't set out to write a concept record, especially for my debut album.
Right.
But it just has that feel to it.
Now, you say debut. You've actually recorded some other records as well with your band.
Mm-hmm.
But this is your solo debut.
Exactly. Yeah, this is I've put out another full album, a couple EPs.
Right.
But this is my first one. It's full length and it's just me.
Now, is that your wife on the cover of the record?
That is. That's my wife, and I took that photo.
That is really a fine photo.
Thanks.
And I did not know this. Maybe we discussed it last time. I can't even remember, but you mentioned it on your website, but your wife has beaten cancer twice.
Mm-hmm.
That's really something. She must be a very strong individual.
She's a warrior. She's amazing. Definitely the strongest person I know, and her journey inspired a lot of this record.
Well, it sounds like you've had a lot going on in your life, like over the last 3 years.
Yeah. She was diagnosed really young, and from graduating college in my early 20s up until a couple years ago, it was very fraught with, you know, her getting sick again and us having to figure out how to do that as basically still kids. So yeah, we've been through a lot the past few years, but thankfully, she's doing great right now, and
that's wonderful news.
Yeah,
I bet you were really worried about that with the pandemic and everything going on.
Oh yeah, that was. I mean, I have kept it locked down for a year now.
I bet
because of, you know, worried about my family.
Yeah,
and just so much unknowing, as you know, we've all felt this year. But yeah, definitely, I did worry quite a bit about that.
Yeah, I bet. We're talking with Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do something else?
I would, yeah. I'm going to do Bad Apartment. I'm going to have a sip of water real quickly.
Oh, that's fine.
I always feel like announcing that on air because there's an awkward pause.
That's quite all right. We're very laid back here on this show.
I like it. I wish they were all like that. Yeah, so this song is the first song on my new record. It's called Bad Apartment, and it's kind of a tribute to all the strange places and dwellings we have in our 20s.
Yeah, I know about that. Here's Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise.
And I think we complained about the rent for a place we haven't stopped talking about since. The rainy day that goes by, no binding lease that I wouldn't sign for a moment tonight, yellow kitchen with you. You believe we complained about the drive to the bars, but we were never going out that night. Buck naked and a bottle of wine, warm by the fire, eating cold fried rice. Rain or snow, we were shaking all the time. An apartment on a back street in a small town. Tread lightly, love quietly, don't you make a sound. Because the man downstairs smoking cigarettes will have the landlord knocking at five. A bad apartment, better time. Do you remember when I got lit with the boys at the River's End? Too gonna drive, forgot to call, and I was leaving when I stumbled in. Three words turn into one, a bed becomes a couch when the whiskey has won. I love you, I am sorry, mean the same. An apartment on a back street in a small town. Tread lightly, love quietly, don't you make a sound. Because a man downstairs smoking cigarettes will have the landlord knocking at five. A bad apartment, better time. I had a dream where I couldn't find you, learning to live without, lying right next to you. Oh, there ain't a day that goes by, nobody needs that I wouldn't sign for a moment in that yellow kitchen with you. For a moment in that yellow kitchen with you.
Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise. His new album is called The Winemaker's Daughter. And you have a lot of people on this record, don't you, playing with you? How did that happen?
I do, yeah. I set out on this record to surround myself with more musicians that are better than I am. And I think I nailed that. Because I think everyone in the room with me was better than I was.
Are they from Charlottesville or other places?
Yeah, so kind of a mix. The core group, which is drums and keys and guitar and bass, and mm-hmm. myself on acoustic and harmonica and vocals, that was all in the room live. That
okay.
was all Charlottesville-based. We flew a lot of stuff out to Nashville, like the pedal steel,
mm-hmm.
the banjo. That was Chris Pandolfi. He was all the way in Colorado.
I've actually played him on the show before.
Really?
He has his own records, Chris Pandolfi.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Now, he's amazing.
Yeah. But most of it was recorded live in the room. I wanted that from the get-go. I wanted a live record. And mm-hmm. we stuck to that pretty hard. We just, there were the few parts that we did fly out to various places.
And who produced it?
Dave Stipe produced it at Monkey Claw's studio just outside of Charlottesville. I think this was my fourth project with Dave, and it's by far my favorite that I've done with him.
Now, you probably met your wife in Charlottesville, right?
So it's kind of a long story, but I'll condense it. So I met my wife when we were 14 in Wyoming.
Really?
Of all places. We were on a backpacking trip in the summer, and she happened to be from Charlottesville, and I was from Virginia Beach, and we had like a crush on each other, but kind of lost touch after that trip. Did our own thing for a few years and dated other people, and then when we were 18, we actually came back together and started dating.
Interesting.
Been together ever since. Yeah.
And she really is the winemaker's daughter.
She is, yeah. Her dad used to make wine. They live outside of Charlottesville. She is the literal winemaker's daughter.
Does she have a farm out there, or does he have a farm still? Or
yeah, so she grew up on a farm out in the countryside around Charlottesville.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. We're talking with Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise. Has just released The Winemaker's Daughter. It actually came out in February, didn't it?
It did. Yep.
Yeah. Well,
February 12th.
What else would you like to play for us here?
You know, I think I'm going to play a somber one. This is the last track on the record. It's called Miss California, and I haven't actually played it that much ever because I haven't had a chance to this past year.
Okay. So you're trying out new on us here.
Pretty much. Honestly, Hunter, at this point, every song of mine feels new because I've played a lot this year, but I've not played live, barely.
Must be really an interesting thing, then, you doing this interview here like this.
It is. It's been like practice for shows coming up, because I don't know if I'm the only musician in the world going through this, but I definitely have like COVID fatigue. Of like, okay, I have to talk to people again. And
almost everyone who's come in here to do this has said, wow, this is amazing to actually see my audience and actually play for them.
Oh, it's huge. I did a few live streams early on, and then I stopped doing it because it was taking more from me than it was giving me, because there was just no interaction. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to play to my computer screen and get a few comments here and there. So it is very cathartic and very healing to be playing to you right now.
Well, excellent. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. I always enjoy it when the artists come on the show and I can actually see them.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just playing records.
Yeah.
The name of this song again is?
This is called Miss California. Should I tell the story now about it? Or
sure, after? If you want, real quick.
Yeah, so this story started on the night that my wife finished her second round of cancer treatments, and we went out to eat to celebrate in California where she was going through treatments. I look up in the sky as we're celebrating this, you know, euphoric, triumphant meal, and I see this like jellyfish explosion, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's an alien invasion. You just beat cancer for the second time, and we're gonna die tonight because of aliens. This is terrible. So this crazy mix of emotions. Long story short, it was SpaceX, and they had a launch.
Wow.
But that was the impetus for the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Sitting on Lincoln, I was sitting on Main. Story of my life, running 5 minutes late. LA traffic's no excuse, but it's hard to take. And you were halfway through a glass of Chardonnay. I said, I'm sorry, that's okay. I got an appetizer coming, tell me about your day. And that's when I saw it, rapture in your eyes. Sat down just long enough for me to realize the sky was falling. I was calling you, darling. Stars are colliding. I say they're aligning. I was meant to die in your arms. Venice Beach, October. Never thought I'd be over in California again. Miss California, here I am. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about the early days before you were sick and everything was more. Look at this, let's do that. The Golden State was smiling back. Jiffy Pop and PBR on the PCH. Love is simple when you're underage. The sky was falling, I was calling you darling. Stars are colliding, I say they were aligning. I was meant to die in your arms. Venice Beach, October, never thought I'd be over in California again. Miss California, here I am. City of angels, city of devils. I went through hell and paradise. But darling, I would do it all over if it gets you here alive. Let's drink to this, Miss California, you're all right.
That's beautiful. Thank
Thanks, Hunter.
What a great song. Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise. The name of the new album is called The Winemaker's Daughter. You can get it anywhere, right?
Anywhere, yep.
Anywhere you can stream music or whatever. Will, I really appreciate you doing this today.
It's great to be here, and thank you for having me and supporting me.
Definitely. I hope you, I know we're recording this. I hope you get to hear it on the radio. You can hear it in Charlottesville, you know. If you want, I'll tell you later.
Oh, yeah, send it to me. I'd love to listen.
Okay, I'll tell you how. Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise.